Good morning, everybody. All awake. Man, worship was incredible. Thanks so much, team. That was so special. Guys, this morning, I'm so stoked that I get to share. I have something, man, it was amazing. So, let's say 2 weeks ago, Bond asked a bunch of us, like, does anyone have something on their hearts that they are feeling? And I'm like, ooh, this is risky. I've got something, which probably means I'm going to end up sharing. But so I put my hand up, like, I've got this. He's like, that is amazing. So the last few weeks, I've been feeling something quite strongly for all of us and for myself. So I really hope this morning that it comes across in a way that you can understand that we can move forward together. So anyway, as you know, my name is Nathan, and my beautiful wife is Kaylin. I've been wanting to do that for so long. Oh, man, such a privilege. But today, I really just want to share what's been on my heart. So I'm going to start, as all good preachers, with a story and make Chart proud. So let's give some context. When I was about, let's say, 11 years old, I was starting to find Jesus for myself. It was sort of the in-between stage of I've seen what my parents have done. I've watched them dedicate their lives to this thing called Christianity and following Jesus. And I saw such an amazing example. But it was in the phase of, I need to start learning what this is for myself. So I wasn't doing so great at that time. I was really trying to find it, but my mind and my heart were always getting pulled towards the things that are fun, the things that are exciting, and not always towards Jesus and spending time with him. So one night, it was like 3 a.m. My parents are laughing. So it was about three. I wake up and I hear this noise. I'm like, what on earth is that? So at that time, there had been these like videos going around of like, I don't even know if they're real or not, but like these trumpet sounds of Jesus is coming back and listen to this. And I'm like, ah, that can't be real. Like, that's fake. At like 3 a.m, I get this sound and my room is shaking with it. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is wild. In that moment, I had no idea what to do. I'm like, the Lord's coming back. I know I'm not ready. I know I've been chasing my own things. And this is at 11 years old. It's like just realizing in that moment of what is actually worth. Like, what is actually worth it? And that's following Jesus, following him. And I called my parents. I'm like, Dad, come here. Like, first of all, do you hear that as well? Epic. So, what do I do? Like, it's that moment of, I have no idea what to do. But my dad, amazing, just led me back to, in this moment, do you love Jesus? How do you respond to Jesus in this moment of almost a fear of knowing what I've been doing hasn't been worth it, but do you want to live your life for Jesus full out? And I was like, yes, like I responded to the Lord. I gave my life to the Lord again. Later on, after that, some friends of ours were like, did you guys hear the roadworks happening last night on the road? I was like, oh, you're joking. So the Lord, he uses some mysterious ways, but he made a point there. And what changed in my heart was an urgency of devoting my life, everything I have, everything I do, to Jesus and following him. And from there, it's been amazing, the journey all the way up to now, actually being able to share this with you guys. So hope this makes sense. Yeah, so in that moment of sitting there and having, I think, the fear of the Lord in my heart, nothing else mattered, really. Like, I don't care if I had cooking ways away the day before, if I had done well in school the week before, that all dropped away in moment, quick. And it was just that moment of realizing, like, Lord, you are mighty. And am I serving you with everything I have? And that's really what I want to encourage us with today. How can we serve the Lord with everything we have? And just looking at everything that's around us in the world that's shifting and business and jobs, but what actually stays the same, and that's Jesus, the love of Jesus and his presence. So actually, I didn't know what to call the preach, but I'm just going to call it devoted to Christ. So, deep desire to follow Jesus and be devoted to the ways of him. So let's see, what does that mean? The word devotion in itself, in the dictionary, says to have a love, loyalty, or enthusiasm for something. Man, I love Jesus. I'm very loyal to Jesus, and I'm enthusiastic about it. Man, even sharing this today, like, Lord, I'm excited to share this. And it's a passion I have for God. And what does it look like practically to be devoted as a follower of Christ? So, put Jesus first in everything. To put Jesus first. Again, practically, what does that look like? To desire the love of God. To desire His presence. Being with Him in the morning. Whenever you have a time or a gap. To make that intentional thing of, Lord, I choose You in this moment. I don't choose my gain and my opinion and my ideas. But Lord, I know You are God and I'm not. So, relationship with Jesus is number one. Having quiet times with Him. What that looks like, I would say, is maybe different for everyone, but it means spending time with the Lord. Intentional time with the Lord. Not, oh, let me quickly read that verse that's really cool and then moving on to your day, but actually like, Lord, this time here I set apart for You, and I want to hear Your voice, and I want to feel Your presence to build me and strengthen me for the day. Next one is God's Word. Jake shared so well on this last week. For those of you who don't know, Jake shared on the Word of God and the bread of life. And that is the Word of God. It's unwavering. It doesn't change. So getting to know the Lord by reading our Bibles and being interested in it is one of the ways that we can devote ourselves as Christians to Jesus. That makes sense. It's time if I'm going too fast, just be like, slow down. Hallelujah. Anyway, so relationship with Jesus, God's Word, and trusting Him in all situations. No matter what is happening, if it's work, situations, I'm getting to learn that now. I'm 23, I'm very young, but I've been involved for a short while in the work world, and there's a lot of stress involved with it. Anxiety can come in and grip our hearts of, I don't know what's going to happen next, but in that, I've got something to lean on. Jesus, I know that You never change, and that I've given my life to You, and that Your plan is greater than mine, and I trust You, even when I don't see it. And work is a big one. In relationships, family, your family need lots of grace and love for them. Friends, really, I'm being real here. I love you guys, yo. But again, in relationships, wherever it is, to just stand on the Lord and actually influence others for Christ in that. Set the example well. And at school, for those still in school, man, good luck. It's hard work, but it's worth it. And you get to be involved in friends around you. You can actually influence those around you. But to trust God in everything, whether it's your friends, grades, or whatever it is, fall back on Jesus and not on other things. And those are just a few practical keys to put Jesus first in our lives. So we always hear, put Him first. It's like, yo, what does that mean? Like, I've got to pay rent now, and I've got to pay off a car. Like, how do I put Jesus first? And these are just a few things that we can practically put into our lives. Next one is trusting in Jesus. I mentioned it, and I think it deserves a little bit of meat behind it. Just trusting Jesus is such a big thing, I think, that we can easily say, but it's hard to follow through with. Devoting our lives to Jesus. And again, as I said, life is very, very uncertain. I know if I walk out that door, I get in my car, I have no idea what's going to happen. My hope is that I get home and have lunch, but there's stuff that can happen along the way. I might not even make it home. But again, what life is very uncertain, so I want to hold on to something that I can trust in. And that's not money. That's not really friends. I know it's Jesus. I trust in Jesus in everything. And again, I'm looking at the news. Like, I've started on my Google thing. Every time I open a new page, it like pops up news. I'm like, whoa, like NASA just launched something into space, whatever, and this is happening in America or wherever it is. There's so much happening around us, like a ridiculous amount. But again, What do we choose to believe in? And everything seems so real. It's actually wild. So I was laughing about it because AI is getting way too good. Who can agree? I think it's like it's taking the world over. I was going to say, well, one of the preacher's names was AI is taking over. But that one didn't make sense, so we'll leave it. But again, I watched a video, just funny story. I watched a video of a surfing gorilla. Has anyone seen the video of a surfing gorilla? It's ridiculous. So for those of you who don't know, AI made the perfect video of a gorilla surfing this wave like all out. And I'm like, man, if I had no clue AI was real, I would believe that is like complete truth. And then in that moment, I'm like, Lord, I don't know what's real. If we have access to this, I don't know what's happening around me. But Lord, I choose to believe in you, to stand on the word of God, because I know that never changes. And I want to encourage every single one of us, whatever we see, whatever we hear, one thing that never changes is Jesus. And his love for us will never change. I want to encourage you this morning, even now, I was really feeling it through worship. It's just to reach out and grab hold of the love of Christ. We often just say it and we can easily just let it go. But being in God's love and in his mercy and in his plan is where we need to be constantly. Is this making sense? Is this good? Everyone awake? Epic. Almost there. So again, what can we rely on? Jesus. Rely on Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to lead us in everything. When we cannot see, the Holy Spirit will guide us. And that is what we can hold on to, and the word of God. And I was laughing because we live in, like, South Africa is a place of making a plan work. Like, you know, boer maak 'n plan. Yo, that's it, eh? And we take pride in that. Like, let's go. Like, we're going to make a plan. I dig it. How is that Afrikaans? It's pretty spot on. Following John's footsteps this morning. No, but again, I realized the way of the Lord is not of this world. He is God, we're not. And I realize that is so hard to understand because it's not of this world. So, of course, it's going to be hard to comprehend. But again, to trust Jesus, maybe when a plan isn't working out, like, Lord, I'm trying hard, I'm working, what is going on? But to trust him and devote our lives to things of him and believing that he will set our plans in place. In Psalms 20, verse 7, if we can get that up. The very small screen down there. There we go. So, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Again, we don't have chariots and horses rolling around much, but that is, horses get tired, chariots break. Lord our God is mighty. He's strong. We look to him. I want to follow that. I don't want to follow something that's going to break and die. And again, it says in Psalms 40, verse 4, blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord. I want to be blessed and I want to trust the God. I want to trust the Lord. I want to make this life on earth count for him. And again, we still want to be faithful with what we've been given and entrusted with. But we always put God first in our situations. I realized life is still around. We've got things to do. But in all of that, to be faithful, but to put God first and to trust in him, not in our chariots and our horses that we make and put in place. And I really want to bring it all together with one very key feeling or point is, how desperate are you for his presence? How desperate are you for the presence of God? Is it something that you are just like, oh, when I get to Sunday, I know I'll feel him there? Or, Lord, right now, I can't do this without you. Like, where are you? I need your presence and the thing of yearning. Like, God, I need you. It's not a want, I need you. And do you desire to be devoted to Jesus? Something that comes from your heart, like you almost feel empty. If you haven't spent time with the Lord, you're like, Lord, I'm hurting because I'm not with you. And yeah, do you desire to be devoted to Jesus? And a cool example, quick one, is my grandpa. Man, If you don't know my grandpa, he probably knows you. I'm joking. No, he's... but honestly, he is a man that has devoted his entire life to God and committed to Jesus. He's planted churches. He's led hundreds of people to the Lord. And it's never for that reason. It's just because he wants to serve the Lord well and make every opportunity count that he has in this world. And again, the fruit of that is me up here this morning sharing with you what's on my heart. My dad also helping lead in the church. He set the example of being devoted to Jesus so high. And that's something I know is just a man. It's something that I want to be like, Lord, I want to be devoted to you. I want to desire you so much that nothing else matters but serving you. And we need the Spirit to refresh our hearts. In our own strength, we're going to get tired. I've tried. Man, like, as soon as we take on our own, we haven't spent time with the Lord. I'm just going to make a plan. I know I didn't, but I'm just going to keep working, and you will get tired. But again, we need those times of the Spirit to come and refresh our hearts and our inner soul. And again, we need the love of God to strengthen us. His presence to come and build us up so that we can serve him well. And to desire the presence of God daily, that is a key. And I almost want to say like hourly. Daily is a big, that's a 24 hours you could do one in there. It almost feels too much. Like, I need it minutely. I don't know. Like, I need it every second, the Lord. Like, it's that thing of desiring to have the Lord's presence every moment of your day and to live off of that. Does that make sense? This is just something that is so weighing on my heart, and I want all of us to just understand how much God loves us and how we can respond in this to just desiring and putting hands up like, Lord, I want to respond to you because I need your presence every day. Like, I know I can't do this without the Lord. Even standing here right now, none of this would happen in my own strength. I would be like shaking like a leaf in that back corner somewhere. But the Lord brings strength by his power. And I want every single one of us to live and walk in that, in his presence, and to, in the end, really encourage those that are around us. So, again, how do we respond to the Lord? Firstly, without Jesus, none of what I've just shared is possible. The first step is always Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, man, it is walking in life with him. That's where it all starts. Having a moment of, Lord, like when I was in that room full of fear, like, I don't know what's happening. Just responding like, Lord, I have no idea what's cutting, but I know you are in control of everything, and I surrender everything I have to you. And that's a moment where it all starts. And I've had this moment many times, actually, not just once, but there is, again, in your life, there'll be one specific moment that you'll remember, and you can hold on to that. No, at that day, I gave my life to the Lord. And I want to ask you now, have you had that moment? Have you had a moment of, Lord, I know on this day, I surrendered everything I have to you, and I know that you're in control, and that you've saved me. It's a good question to ask yourself. And again, how do you know Jesus is real? What am I responding to? I can't see anything. It's not a man on a stage or somewhere. And Jake shared something so well. We were up in Ireland this week. It was an amazing time. We got to chat about this. And he's like, the way that you know Jesus is real is by looking around you. Dylan is standing with us today. He's leading in church this morning. The stories and Dylan's testimony, what he's come from and what he's walking in. There's no way he could do that in his own strength. It's only by Jesus saving him and changing his life. Myself as well may not have the craziest story, but I know the Lord has changed my life, and I am walking and running towards him. So it's looking in the lives that have been changed around us and trusting Jesus. Why should we trust him? Honestly, because I don't trust myself. We shouldn't trust ourselves. And he is the one that knows everything. We're not perfect. I think Jake's pretty close. My wife is very close to perfect. But again, none of us are perfect. But there's one who came from a perfect man and came into this world. And he died for every single sin that has ever been and ever will be. He took it upon himself, a perfect person, Jesus. Dylan said this morning he had this scripture in his heart that I'm pretty sure most of us know, in John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he loved the world so much that he sent his only son who was perfect down to the world so that we could be saved. And that is the beautiful story of our salvation, what we can put our hand up to. And that's what we respond to, is the amazing miracle of what Jesus has done for us. And it's free. It's not something we have to pay for. It's not something that we can do or that we can try for. And he wants to forgive us. He wants to give us purpose. And in the end, what we really feel this morning is he wants to just pour his love out over everybody. And those who respond to him, respond like, Jesus, I need you. I want to desire your presence. I want to be so desperate for you. I need to be washed by your love. That's what I really want to encourage us all this morning to respond to when we do, is to respond out of a place of, Lord, I need your love. I need more of your spirit. I need your presence. Now pray for us quickly. Let's close our eyes. Lord, we look to you this morning, and we want to say we love you, God. We love you so much, Lord. You're amazing. Thank you so much for what you did for us on the cross, God. Thank you that you laid your life down, Lord, so that we could be saved, Lord. Thank you that you rose again, that you're alive, that you're working in us and through us this morning, God. Lord, even now, I want to ask that you would come and place a desire in every single heart here, God, for the things of you, to walk in your presence, God, to desire your presence daily, Lord, to be filled with a fire and a zeal for you, Jesus. I feel like now is a moment. If you feel that you need Jesus, and you feel like life is just getting too hard, I was feeling through the week that there are people that feel that they are tired of doing life. It feels like alone. Trying to do in your own power, and it's just not working. It's like, Lord, what am I doing? Or even just not even realizing that you need God. I actually want to encourage you right now. If that is you, I don't just want to respond by raising your hand so we can pray with you. If you're just feeling tired of trying alone and you just need a touch of the Lord's presence, I want to encourage you to respond right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I really feel like the Lord wants to come and bring strength into those areas. Thank you, Lord. Sure. So, Lord, even for those who responded, God, I ask right now that you would come by your Spirit, God, and that you would bring change, you would strengthen their hearts, Lord, that they would be drawn so close to you, God, that they would know that you are near. And I ask that you would bless them, Lord, and that you would help them, give them strength in their situations, God. And I ask for all of us, Lord, all of us that are sitting here today, God. I feel that every single one of us needs you, Lord. We need your presence, God. So even today, Lord, I need your presence daily, Lord. I pray that every single person here in their hearts, Lord, would be strengthened and would see you clearer than they've ever seen you, God. That they would walk closer than they've ever walked, Lord. And that their hearts would be so set on you that eventually nothing really matters, Lord, but serving you and spending time with you and telling others about you, God. And I ask for that zeal to be in every heart here, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.